Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Say,
follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And a message on Twitter from a guy called Death Dealer. It's the first thing I saw this morning. I saw a message from Twitter. I clicked on it, and from Death Dealer, I said, Jesus, am I still sleeping? What scared the hell out of me? He wanted to change his name. He said Craig never reads the word Death Dealer, and I don't know why he doesn't, so we'll say it right here. Death Dealer probably got a hit. All right.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't read that name, but Death Dealer. I don't know if Craig just didn't read it or just skipped over it, but that's obviously you can read that name. It's called the Deadpool. I mean, there's really nothing wrong with the word dead. I don't like to step on Craig's toes because Craig gets a little pissy about that, but sometimes his stuff he won't read doesn't make much sense to me compared to stuff that he actually ends up reading, you know. But Death Dealer.
Yeah, we can
now,
say
some
that.
Of the stuff he says is pretty hardcore. Yeah,
and we can say Dealer.
Right, right. There's a... There's a Jesus one out there we can't say. Something, Jesus ends up with stinks. Oh, you remember me tell you that? It's Jesus something.
I don't know if I heard that
something,
one.
Something, something. Well, he says it off the air. You can't say it on the air. By far, you can't say it on the air. And I was telling a listener the other day that they had to fix up my house, and he said he loves the Deadpool names. I said, well, there's some Craig can't read, and here's one of them, and I told the dude. I tell you, it's,
and then he took a knee.
It was pretty harsh, and I think Todd remember. You remember as soon as I tell you, you'll remember it. It's Jesus, and then blah 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 stinks, and you won't even fill it in the middle. I mean, you'll think it's whatever you fill in your brain. You'll think that's pretty dirty. Well, it's not as dirty as the actual name. Jesus, bye. And then there's one word, and then stinks.
Oh, I think I do remember.
There
yeah,
you go, there you go.
See, I don't.
There
you're gonna go. Have to refresh me after. Okay. After we take a break here.
All right, I'll just write that down right there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm going to forget why I wrote that the rest of the day. Oh, there you go. Tan Line Tuesday. That kind of fits in there. Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter.
All right, don't leave that around the house.
Yeah. God, I was driving in this morning. You never know when they play a clip at the beginning of it's Morning Joe on MSNBC, and they play a clip to begin the show, and I should have realized I was listening to a clip from a year ago today. As I was listening to it, it was Fauci a year ago today saying this thing's starting to spread and we could be temporarily closed down. It was depressing. A year ago today, he actually said out loud, it's here, it's spreading. And
did parts of the country start to shut down about a year ago?
I don't know. I think there was a lot of room. Mm. There was a lot of chalk that weekend. No, it was still about two weeks away.
It was a couple
away.
More weeks,
it
yeah.
Still, it was still 2 weeks away when we were actually going to do that, right? But this is the first time he talked about it. A year ago today, he said it's starting to spread, and we better do something now or we're going to be shut down. And then crickets from the White House. Crickets, you know. So I won't dwell on that because it's depressing as hell. But, yeah, crickets a year ago today from the White House. Yeah, yeah. The White House then, not the White House now. All right. Because Biden apparently wrote an op-ed in the USA Today about a year ago, a month ago. So like a 12, 13 months ago about, hey, there's a virus coming. We should do something about that. Yeah. So there you go. So use that for ammunition for your dopey friends. And we all got them. We all got them.
That doesn't work, though.
No, it doesn't, because it's facts.
They are bulletproof.
I know.
They are bulletproof to such ammunition as facts.
They are bulletproof to facts. That's for damn sure. So I just don't do any of it, right?
And apparently, according to an email here, Ray Charles on Twitter and Ray Charles on the email, two different guys.
Oh, two different Ray Charles. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're going to distinguish the difference between Twitter Ray Charles and email Ray Charles.
Well, if you get the emails, that's probably email Ray Charles, and Twitter Ray Charles would be Twitter. So
yeah. Well, maybe we should tell them to
Don't ever cross streams.
Right. Ray Charles should just do even numbers, and Twitter Ray Charles should do odd numbers. And then we could switch it up. Yeah, if they get tired of doing the odd numbers or the even numbers.
Well, and we switched it up, then we're totally confused. That's going to mess us up. Like,
you're right.
Remember anyway. How about just when you read an email from somebody, you assume that's Ray Charles, their email guy. And if we read a Twitter post from some guy, he's Twitter Ray Charles.
Yeah, because I'm looking at an email right now from Twitter Ray
oh,
Charles.
Oh, see that?
Yeah, see, that's very confusing.
We're screwed.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Craig Evans, a little bit. I don't think anybody has any more Deadpool hits, so I think we're pretty caught up right now. Nothing's major.
Yeah, now that you say that, yeah. Something's going to happen.
I know. That's fine. I want that Tyler's Tupperware turd to rack up 10 this year, because I think he or she knows too much. That's what it sounds like to me.
And nobody had Irv Cross.
No, nobody had Irv Cross. Right,
because PTI gave him a good tribute yesterday.
You know, I forgot.
They did.
Everybody from that show is gone except for Musburger.
Musburger's still there.
Phyllis George died some years ago from cancer. The Greek's been gone for a long time. And not that long, but long enough, I guess.
Did Wilbon say Irv Cross played ball at Northwestern?
Yeah.
Or did he just go there?
Well, he played in the NFL, so he had to play ball there, too.
I figured that's where he had to play.
Yeah, he played ball there. Yeah, he played with the Eagles.
But I think that was the first
show.
But
it was before our time, though, too.
Yeah, the first show of its kind.
Yes.
There was no NFL pregame previous to that.
None, and there was no competition right away.
No.
And the thing, NBC came on eventually with Costas, probably in the early 80s. Remember that? Costas hosted NBC's.
And I think the NFL Today on CBS started in 74, 75, something like that.
75, it said. 75, right.
It's quite a while ago.
75.
Yeah, you can't. There's odd number Ray Charles checking in.
Yeah. Which has led to.
Yeah, you're kidding yourself. You're right. That's a long time ago. I realize that. But they were the first. It wasn't like you flipped around and saw 7 hours of football coverage.
No, I think it might have been only 30 minutes.
It was only 30 minutes. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah.
And now I'm pretty sure.
And they had the Greek on, which was great because the Greek actually picked games. That's what he was. He was a gambler, you know? He picked games. I don't know if it was against the spread, but he picked games.
Yeah, he did.
He had to pick against the spread because he was a gambler and it was always been against the spread.
And I believe the spread existed
in
1975.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. Now you can get 7 hours of pregame.
Oh, my God. Everybody does it, too.
You can flip into the other pregame morning show on CBS Sports or NFL Network. It's 6, 7 o'clock in the morning.
NFL, ESPN. Yeah.
And I think NFL Network's usually the first. They're like 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Is it really?
On Sunday mornings.
Yeah, you got to give them a break. They're called the NFL Network.
ESPN's like 10. It's 2. It's 2 hours.
CBS, NBC, CBS and Fox. NBC doesn't do a pregame.
No.
No, they don't. That's
no,
right.
They don't.
That's right.
Fox and CBS. Right. But like Fox breaks it up. There's like 2-hour-long shows, but they're different shows.
Oh, they come on early, Fox?
Yeah, it's like there's like 10 to 11 and 11
guys.
To noon.
It's different
guys. It's a different crew, but it's still 2 hours of pregame.
And then the CBS Sports, not CBS, but CBS Sports, that network, the separate cable network, they also have a long pregame show.
I put out a great meme yesterday that I saw. I shared it on Twitter. It was, because they had J.J. Watt signed with the Cardinals. And it said, hey, if you weren't with us at 8-8, you're not with us at 8-8-1.
What?
Well, because
they get an extra game this year.
That means they get an extra game this year.
Oh, okay.
And you're right. He's not going to change the complexion of that team. I mean, he's a great defensive player, and I'm glad he's in the NFC. But he's not going to change the complexion of that team winning.
Yeah, well, here's another thing. He has to stay healthy. The guy has a propensity of getting hurt.
And I'm glad we didn't get him. I know that
I don't know how many full seasons he's played, but he seems to get hurt a lot.
I think most of the last three, he's had problems.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I know your guys are looking at him, but no, I didn't want my guys to get him.
I would have liked to have him, but not for that price.
No. Well, that's what he's going to get.
You know.
That's what he's going to get everywhere.
Well, but everybody wanted to push the narrative, oh, he's looking for a ring. Well, obviously not.
No, you're right.
Obviously not.
No, right.
If he went to the Cardinals, he was looking for a payday.
And he went to the NFC, which is loaded right now.
Because it was
totally loaded.
Green Bay.
The AFC is loaded, too.
Cleveland.
Yeah,
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but only Pittsburgh because of his brothers. They weren't serious about it because they know he's injured. They know he's injured.
But, well, if he took a major discount, I could see him coming, but yeah, not for $15 million a year.
Arizona kind of came from out of the blue.
You know what, though? I think he also chose the money and a cool place to live. I'm serious, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a great place to live, and you got a ton of money. And, go for it. That's what I thought.
Oh, they ain't even going to win
Buffalo,
that division.
You want to live in Buffalo or Phoenix? I've been to both. You want to live in Phoenix. You want to live in Phoenix.
Probably.
Yes. All right. Craig Evans, Nick Allen, you and us, Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.